はい、ジャパニーズポット101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
おはよう東京、高瀬です。
よしです。
Peter here. Survival phrases number 30, part 5 of Riding the Rails.As always, brought to you by Eric Claren, the translation and interpretation specialist. All right, guys, what a great day. It's a vacation, a holiday, no work except for us. All right, why don't we start with what day is it today? Yoshi-san, what's the day?
Is it Tanabata Day?
Takase-san, お願いします。
海の日です。
Today is Marine Day. Now, this is a relatively new holiday in Japan.And I believe it started just a few years ago, maybe 10 years ago or something. Yoshi-san, can you verify that?
9 years ago. I don't know.
Yeah. I cannot say we weren't expecting that.
Who cares?
All right, you got a point. Yeah. We have a day off and, well, most people in Japan have a day off. So, yes, you got a good point. Who cares? Takase, remind us to get him off of the culture class. Okay, but in 2003, this day switched to the third Monday in July, which is today. So across Japan, lots of people have the day off. And Yoshi-san, where are many of them heading?
To the beach.
Oh, yeah. Now, what are some really good beaches in Japan?
I have to say beach in Atami.
Where is that?
It's in Shizuoka.
Now, have you been there?
Not yet.
Takase-san?
No.
We really got to get upper management to let us go on some trips and check this stuff out so that we can bring everybody a much more detailed report. Then again, I'm in no shape to go to the beach. This shirt is staying on all summer. Takase, why are you laughing so hard?
You're asking on the bones.
Skin and bones, lovely Takase. My mother will be very happy to hear. The detailed report about my physical attributes. Thank you so much. Yeah, so this is a beach day for many people in Japan. All right, with that said, we're going to continue on with the rail series, Riding the Rails, Part 5. Takase-san, Part 5!
Yes.
Yeah, Takase, when the air conditioner's on in the studio, she's so full of life. Once it goes off, she just melts. Watch. Yoshi, Takase-san,
can I put it on?
Yeah, put it on. Give me the remote. All right, Takase-san, what do you think?
It's great.
All right. So whenever we want you to speak, we'll put the air conditioner on because like the background noise is kind of distracting. So we're going to have to cut this. And when we want to talk to you, we'll put it on, okay?
Yes, please.
All right. Talk to you later. Yoshi-san.
Hi.
You ready for part 5? You've been around for everyone in the series so far.
I feel like it's part of my life.
All right. So anyway, we just want to note that we have gotten real positive feedback about this series. We've gotten emails from people saying that this was really, really helpful. So this is part 5 and one of the most important lessons to date. Now, in this lesson, we're going to be talking about changing lines. What do we call this in Japanese? Yoshi-san.
乗り換え.
To change. Okay? What we're going to do first is give you the background of the conversation that we're about to have. Now, we're going to use a lot of things that we've given you up to date. Right now, there's a tourist, Yoshi-san. Yoshi-san will be playing the tourist, and he wants to get to Narita Airport. He's leaving Japan. He's currently at Shinjuku Station, and he will be asking someone who works there how to get to Narita Airport. Okay? Listen and see what you can pick up, because the reason we're going to introduce it this way is many times when you ask how to get somewhere, you'll have to change trains. So we want you to be able to pick up this word. Okay? Without further ado, here we go.
すみません。成田空港へ行きたいんですが。
山手線で日暮里へ行って、日暮里で乗り換えて、京成スカイライナーで一本です。
すみません。どこで乗り換えたらいいですか？
日暮里です。
山手線は何番ですか？
13番です。そちらです。
ありがとうございます。
どういたしまして。
もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。すみません。成田空港へ行きたいんですが。
山手線で日暮里へ行って、日暮里で乗り換えて、京成スカイライナーで一本です。
すみません。どこで乗り換えたらいいですか？
日暮里です。
山手線は何番ですか？
13番です。そちらです。
ありがとうございます。
どういたしまして。
次はピーターさんの英語が入ります。すみません。
Excuse me.
成田空港へ行きたいんですが。
I want to go to Narita Airport.
山手線で日暮里へ行って。
Go to Nippori on the Yamanote Line.
日暮里で乗り換えて。
At Nippori, change trains.
京成スカイライナーで一本です。
It's one line on the Keisei Skyliner.
すみません。
Excuse me.
どこで乗り換えたらいいですか？
Where should I change trains?
日暮里です。
At Nippori.
山手線は何番ですか？
What line is the Yamanote line?
13番です。
Line 13.
そちらです。
That way.
ありがとうございます。
Thank you.
どういたしまして。
You're welcome.Alright, this is a very common conversation. And most of the times when you're going somewhere in Japan, you're going to have to change trains. So give us the word for changing trains one more time.
乗り換え
Break it down.
乗り換え乗り換え
Alright, let's take a look at this conversation line by line. First line.
すみません。成田空港へ行きたいんですが
Now, this structure we had before.Again, the only thing that changes in this grammar structure is the location, which in this case is...
成田空港
So, just take that out, put in a new location, and you have the sentence for where you want to go. Next we had...
山手線で日暮里へ行って
Go to 日暮里 by the Yamanote line. Now, the line you use is marked with the particle...
で
And the place you're headed is marked by...
え
It can also be marked by...
に
So just kind of be careful when you're listening. All right. Then once we get there,
日暮里で乗り換えて
Again, at the location, since we're doing an action at the location, we use the particle
で
And we put in the verb
乗り換えて
Okay. And the last part of the sentence.
京成スカイライナーで一本です
Okay. This time, the train. Since we're taking the train, it's marked by
で
As that's the tool we'll be using to get to our location. Now, the tricky part is what comes after it.
一本です。
This means that you don't have to change lines. It's not referring to how many stations. It just means that on one line, you can get there. So, if you're ever asking if you want to go somewhere, and the person responds,
一本です。
It means just one line. You can get there on one line. How many stations is arbitrary, but...It's referring to the line here. Okay, next we had.
すみません。どこで乗り換えたらいいですか?
Okay, now, where, the interrogative where.
どこ?
This is marked by the particle.
で。
Because we're doing an action at a location, and that action is?
乗り換え。
Now, in this sentence we use?
乗り換えたら。
Now, this is a conditional well beyond the scope of this lesson, but when we use this followed by...
いいですか?
Where should the subject do something? The answer to this was?
日暮里です。
This was followed by? We had this in a previous survival phrases.
山手線は何番ですか?
Okay, not exactly the same, but from は何番ですか is the same. The line you're looking for comes before that. Or it can also be the destination. Previously we had?
東京行きは何番ですか?
What number line for the train to Tokyo? Okay, the answer was?
13番です。
Line 13. Finally?
そちらです。
That way. And then we finish it off with?
ありがとうございます。
Thank you.
どういたしまして。
And you're welcome. All right. Now, ただ conditional. It's a set structure when you're asking where to change trains. So you can use this over and over to find out where you change trains. But again, the grammar is well beyond the scope of this lesson. Now, one more thing we want to talk about. And this was thanks to one of our listeners, Michael, who has come to Japan, experienced many things about the railway system here, and gave us some feedback, gave us some really great advice that we've incorporated into some of these lessons. Now, he pointed out something really good. In Japan, they have lockers at the station. What are they called?
Coin locker.
Coin lockers. And you can get some of these if you're going to be in one spot in the town the whole day. If you come to Tokyo, you want to get a locker in Tokyo Station, put your stuff in there and walk around. It's pretty good. It's cheap, the bags can get heavy, and the lockers are quite safe. Well, we're not guaranteeing anything. Unless Takase, do you want to insure everybody?
Yes. Oh, it's safe.
Takase Insurance on the coin lockers throughout Japan. Any complaints, please email Takase. Email us at contactus@japanesepod101.com and Takase will look into reimbursing you.
Okay.
All right. So Takase says it's safe. Now, what Michael pointed out was that sometimes the lockers are inside the station. So you have to actually get inside the station to use them. So, Yoshi-san, how can we ask in Japanese, where are the coin lockers?
すみません。コインロッカーはどこですか?
One more time, slowly.
すみません。コインロッカーはどこですか?
And Yoshi-san, what can we do if the coin lockers are inside? Are they going to let us in there to put stuff in the bags?
I think so.
No.
All right, there's some discrepancy here, so we're going to have to look into this topic a bit further, but we'll have something in the comments section on this. In addition, inside the comments section, we're going to have the tips for Tokyo, stuff about cheaper tickets, stuff about day passes, also tickets that give you a special kind of deal. Now, if you want to get information on this, stop by JapanesePod101.com. Check out the comment section of Survival Phrases number 30. The information will be in there. All right, that's going to do for today. Thanks again.
またね。
また明日。